Let's turn together to a passage in the Word of God.
当我们一起打开圣经一段的说话。
Reading at 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
就是打开哥林多后书第十二章。
And verses 7b, the second part of verse 7.
我一起读呢就是第七节的下一半。临后的第十二章第七节的下一半。
To verse 10.
直接到去第十节。
I'll ask Pastor Joe to read it in Chinese to save time.
我用广东话从第七节的下一半读到第十二节。
Now this passage is a very important passage in the Word of God. Please take careful note of every verse.
第七节是一段很重要的经文，请大家细心地看清楚每一个字。又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说：我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的事。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
You can see, if you look carefully, that this is a passage of the greatest importance, without exaggeration.
当你留心读这段圣经的时候呢，我一毫无都夸张咁讲啊，你马上会留意到呢段系一段非常重要嘅经文嚟。
When have you ever felt that your weakness is something to boast about？
你几时曾经感受过咧？你嘅软弱咧系一啲值得自夸嘅嘢嚟嘅。
When have you ever thought that problems, difficulties, hardships, persecution, these are things to rejoice about？
你几时曾经谂啊？你嘅软弱啊、凌辱啊、你嘅困难被逼迫啊，系一啲你会值得去夸口嘅事情嚟。
We live in an age of Christianity which thinks that God is blessing you only when there are no difficulties, when everything is going smoothly。
我哋今天处身一个世代咧，基督教教导我哋啊，当我哋好顺境嘅时候，神就祝福我哋啦。
Paul speaks of difficulties, that is hardships.And every kind of shame that might be poured upon him as something to rejoice about, to boast about.
但保罗就话咧，所有种类嘅软弱啊，同埋人哋俾你我哋嘅凌辱同埋耻辱咧，所有呢类嘅事情咧，系一啲我哋值得去夸口、值得开心嘅事嚟。
This kind of Christianity is hard to come by these days.
呢一类嘅基督教咧，系非常难找到啦。
This kind of Christianity can be described as an invincible, undefeatable Christianity.
呢种咁样基督教咧，可以堪称为系一啲不能被战胜嘅一种基督教。
But this kind of Christianity, as I said, is hard to find.
正如我所讲咧，呢类基督教系好难见到啦。
The kind of message that we hear in North America these days and elsewhere too.
我哋喺最近喺北美洲同埋俾啲地区所听见嘅信息系乜嘢呢
？Is that if you have hardships and difficulties？That's not of God. That's not God's will.
如果当你遇见困难同埋苦难嘅时候咧，呢个就唔系神嘅旨意嚟嘅。
If you are poor, that's also not God's will.
如果你系好穷嘅话咧，呢个都唔系神嘅旨意嚟嘅。
If you have any sickness, that's also not God's will.
如果你有咩病嘅话咧，呢个都唔系出自神嘅旨意。
Every sickness has to be healed.
每一种病都要得到医治先得。
Every poverty must be taken away.
每一种嘅贫穷都要被攞走嘅。
If you are poor, it's because you don't have faith.
如果你是穷的话呢，是因为你不够信心。
If you had faith, you could ask for a Cadillac and you would get a Cadillac, but you don't have faith.
如果你有信心的话呢，你可以求一架名车，你得不到，因为你没有信心。
Here you don't speak of Cadillacs, you speak of Mercedes.
香港你就不讲 Cadillac 这个牌子，你讲的是 Benz 的。
You see, this is the kind of Christianity that is spread about in the world today.
这种呢，就是流行在世界的那种的福音。
This kind of Christianity, you wonder whether we are reading still the same Bible or not.
呢种咁嘅基督教啊，当你读圣经嘅时候咧，你都唔知道你本圣经系咪读紧同一本圣经啊。
I wonder whether the Apostle Paul, listening to this, will wonder if anybody has understood anything that he has written.
如果保罗听见我哋咁样传道嘅时候咧，佢都唔知会唔会我哋明白佢所讲嘅系讲紧啲咩嘢。
I'm today wanting to deal with something very important, the very essence and nature of Christianity and what it is.
今天我要讲嘅咧，系一啲好重要嘅嘢，系关乎到基督教最基本嘅精神个精要系咩事
？What is a victorious Christian life? Are you living it?
何谓系一个得胜嘅基督徒生活咧？你系咪过紧呢种生活咧
？What is the secret of power?
得能力嗰个秘诀喺边度咧
？Do you have spiritual power in your life?
在你的生命里面有没有属灵的能力呢
?What is true spirituality?
真正的属灵是什么意思呢
?Do you know what spirituality is if I ask you to define it?
如果我叫你给我解释的话你能不能够界定什么叫做属灵呢
?Those are important questions.
这些是很重要的问题。
Without spiritual power, we cannot live the Christian life.
如果没有属灵的能力的话我们不能够过这个基督徒生活。
Now I'd like to draw your attention particularly to verse 10.
我请大家特别系留意系第十节。
Whenever I am weak, then am I strong. Now every one of these words, notice carefully.
第十节后面嘅两句，每一个字咧，大家都要留意，就系我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
There are two parts of it, obviously to the sentence. You can see.
好明显嘅，呢句说话有两部分。
The last part is I.Am strong.
第二部分就是我就刚强。
Are you strong?
你刚不刚强呢
You feel strong?
你觉得你强吗
What about the past week? Did you find you had the power to cope with all the problems you faced?
过去一个礼拜怎样啊你觉不觉得你有充足的力量去面对所有你需要面对的事
When we look at this sentence and these two parts, we really want to emphasize the second part, don't we?
当我们读到这句圣经的两部分的时候我们真的很想着重后一半是不是
I am strong, that's the part that appeals to us.
我们喜欢那句就是我就刚强了。
We can think of parallel passages that Paul speaks of.
我们能够联想到其他一些相似的保罗的说话。
For example, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13.
例如腓立比书第四章第十三节。
It's a well-known verse.
那句出名的圣经。
I can do all things through Christ.
就是通过基督我能够做一切的事。
Ah, that's a wonderful Christian life. I can do anything.
这种是一种的美妙的基督徒生活。
And of course, we see in Paul's life the capacity to endure every hardship.
当然我们从保罗的生命里面我们见到他能够经历一切困难那种的耐力。
He's the kind of Christian you seem to be able to throw anything at him, and he's still going on strong.
这种基督徒呢你无论找些什么来钉他呢他都能够仍然勇往向前的。
But what about you and me?
你和我又怎样呢
?We hit a little problem and woo, we go down.
当我们遇见一个小问题的时候呢我们就马上向下沉了。
The problem is life is always full of problems.
问题就是呢人生是充满了问题的。
So you find that most of the time you're going down.
所以呢大部分时间呢我们都是向下沉的。
When do you come up?
那几时你会高昂呢
Maybe you come to church.
当你来教会的时候就会啦。
So six days of the 7 days you go down.
所以就第七天呢你就会向下沉。
And on the seventh day you collect a little bit of going up.
所以一个礼拜六日你就向下沉呢第七天呢你就稍微有啲上翻上坡啦。
But you can imagine if you go down 7 days and come up only in 1 day, then you're going to go in endless deficit.
但你可以想象到呢如果七天里面六天你向下走第七天才有少少的起色的话呢我们就会不断向下走的了。
And I fear that the next time I come back here to preach, I don't know when that will be, I'm not going to see you here anymore.
我就担心呢到下次我再来讲到的时候呢虽然我不知道会几时呢到回来的时候我就再见你不到了。
Because the deficit has resulted in bankruptcy, spiritual bankruptcy.
因为你这样不停的亏损会终于呢导致到呢你会破产了。
But Paul's capacity to endure is amazing.
但保罗嗰种嘅坚忍嘅力量咧，系好奇妙嘅。
Just read that long list in chapter 11, the previous chapter of 2 Corinthians.
只需要睇下第十一章就前一章嘅佢所讲嘅说话。
And see what are the things he thinks are worth boasting about.
睇下佢认为值得佢夸口嘅说话系啲咩嘅事情。
Look at verses 24 to 28 in there.
睇一睇嗰度嘅22至到24节讲啲咩说话。
Please pause for a few moments and let Pastor Joe read it to us。
或者我哋翻去第十一章咧，读一读22至到24节。佢话：他们是希伯来人吗？我也是。他们是以色列人吗？我也是。他们是亚伯拉罕嘅后裔吗？我也是。他们是基督嘅仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更加是。我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢。 受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇住船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里面，又屡次的行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里面的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险，受到劳苦、受困苦，多次得不到睡，又饥又渴，多次得不到食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
Oh, this is a mighty man.
这是一个很大能的人来的。
You look at that list and I ask you which of these you could endure.
你看看这个一系列的东西，哪样东西你能够顶得住呢？
He was shipwrecked a couple of times. How about you? Would you like to try a shipwreck?
他曾经试过几次沉船，你试过没有？你想不想试一次啊？
You say that's okay, maybe Paul was a good swimmer.
你说可能他是一个游泳的选手呢，对他没问题。
The boat goes down, no problem. He can swim.
如果船沉对他来说没问题的，他可以游水。
I'm not a swimmer, so the Lord doesn't test me in this way.
我就不懂游水，所以主就不会这么考验我了。
Dumped in the cold Mediterranean.Freezing in there.
被抌咗落去地中海嗰啲咁嘅冻水里边。
If you were a Christian and you not only were a Christian but you were a missionary, a full-time worker.
如果你系一个基督徒，或者你系一个基督徒嘅教会嘅工作者。
And you go out to preach the gospel.
当你出去讲道。
You go out to serve the Lord.
你出去侍奉主。
Surely the Lord will pave the way for you.
咁当然主就会为你开，我准备一条平坦嘅路。
What does he do?
主要做啲咩嘢？
He allows your boat to go down.
主竟然容许你坐只船沉嘅。
You say, Lord, excuse me, but this is not a way to treat your servant.
你话对唔住啊，主啊，但呢个肯定唔系你对待你仆人嘅方法啩。
I mean, this the point is not whether I'm a good swimmer or not. I don't even know whether Paul can swim or not.
个问题就唔系话我识唔识游水啊，我都唔知道保罗识唔识。
But to dunk your servant into the water unceremoniously is not a way to treat a servant of the Lord.
但将你的仆人这样扔到大海里面呢，就不是一个对待你仆人的方法来的。
And Lord, if you did this once to me, I will excuse you.
如果你只是这样对我一次呢，我都会体谅你。
But twice,
但两次，
this is unacceptable.
这个就是不能接受的。
I had trouble the first time, the second time I can't take this.
我第一次已经很难接受的了，第二次根本就接受不来。
Not to mention that my Bible,
不要说我的圣经啊，
got all wet and soaked and ruined and all my preaching notes disappeared. I can't read what I was going to preach.
我的圣经搞到湿晒，连我里面那些讲道的讲章都浸湿晒，你叫我怎么讲道呢？
I wonder if your Christian faith is strong enough to handle that.
我不知道你的信仰能不能够足够去处理这些问题。
Not if you believe in the kind of Christianity in which God never allows one bad thing to happen to you if you are in the center of His will, so you think.
如果你个所信嘅基督教话，只要你活喺神嘅旨意当中嘅话咧，你嘅神系绝对唔会容许啲困难发生你身上面嘅话咧，你肯定就唔会咁样谂啦。
Here I am, His servant, coming out today to preach the word to you。
而家我今天啊，为咗你嘅福音嘅缘故咧，为你奔走传道。
Surely the Lord will pave the way for me, right？
当然主会为我准备前面嘅平坦道路啦。
And what happens? My lift gets stuck。
咁我嘅升降机咧，竟然就坏咗。
I suffer the indignity of standing in the lift and the lift will not move. I keep pressing the button, nothing happens.
那个 lift 坏在里面呢，就企到就完全束手无措。
And I get downstairs and I run and the bus is gone.
那我就终于跑到楼下的时候，我就跑去巴士站呢，巴士就已经走了。
Surely this is no way to treat a servant of the Lord.
肯定这个不是对待主的仆人一个方法来的。
What about you? You had a few problems and you said, Lord, why you treat me like this?
你又怎么呢？当你遇见一两个问题的时候，你就会同主讲咧，做咩咁对待我噶
？That's why I said you must understand the essence of Christianity, what it is。
所以我要话俾大家听咧，你必须要明白基督教嗰个精义喺边度。
If you have been brought up in the kind of Christianity which tells you as long as you walk in the center of His will, everything will be smooth。
如果你习惯咗嗰套嘅福音话咧，只要你活喺神嘅旨意嘅当中嘅时候咧，一切都会好顺利嘅。
He may not pave your road with roses。
他未必会在你路前面种满两旁的玫瑰花。
But at least not too many thorns.
但起码呢都不会太多荆棘啊。
You see, Paul writes those things here in 2 Corinthians, what? To grumble about the Lord?
你看清楚保罗写这些经历的目的做什么呢？是要来去埋怨主。
Did you think he wrote these things here for what purpose?
你以为他写这些话的目的何在呢？
You know what he's writing that for? He says, these things prove to you that I am a true servant of God.
他写这些说话的目的就是向我们证明他是一个真正的神的仆人。
That's the connection between the first part and the second part.
这里呢就是那句说话的两半的关系了。
Of the passage we were reading just now in 2 Corinthians 11.
就是刚才我们所读的第十一章那里的关系了。
Are they servants of the Lord?
他说那些人是不是主的仆人呢？
I am more.
他说我更加是主的仆人。
What's the evidence?
证据在哪里呢？
My boat sank.
就是我坐的船沉了。
Isn't that amazing?
你说这个是不是奇怪呢？
Their boat didn't sink. They are not true servants of the Lord.
他们坐的船没有沉到，因此他们不是真正主的仆人。
Is that the reasoning?
这个是不是那个理论，那个逻辑？
Am I joking?
我是不是在说笑？
You read it and see.
你自己读清楚你就会见到了。
See if you can find another connection.
你可不可以找到其他的解释呢？
You know, in walking with the Lord, as I was saying, there are amazing things.
我刚才说你同主同行有很多奇妙的事会发生。
I do quite a lot of reading.
我就会读书的。
Almost every day without fail.
几乎每天都会读很多的书。
And most of the books I read are of a theological nature, as you know.
我读的书大部分都属于关于神学的作品来的。
But even in what I read, it is amazing how the Lord leads me.
但连我读书的事情当中都很奇怪的。经验到神的带领。
I do not just grab a book and read it.
我不是只是随便拿本书来读的。
I say, Lord, what do you want me to read next?
我跟主说，主啊，下一本你想我读哪本书啊？
And these are not devotional books, as I said. These are books of a theological nature.
这些我所读的书呢，我刚才说不是一些灵修性的书籍来，是一些神学性的书籍来。
And they deal with the exegesis of the Bible.
是通常关于呢，是解经的。
And I've been reading a book for the last 2 weeks.
就是过去两星期我读一本书。
And by last night, I was reaching the end of this book.
到昨晚为止呢，我几乎读到书嘅尾啦。
And when I turned over the page, I could hardly believe my eyes.
当我一翻开个下一页嘅时候呢，我几乎唔能够相信我双眼。
Because that heading of that section was exactly what I was going to preach about today.
因为最后尾个版嘅嗰个嘅题目呢，正正就系今天我要讲到嘅内容。
Which had to do with the qualifications.The evidence of an apostle.
是关于到呢一个作为使徒的资格。
And refers exactly to the passage which I have here in my notes.
而他们呢尤其是引述到我笔记上面要引述的经文添。
Which was written more than 5 weeks ago.
就是我五星期前所写的笔记。
Isn't that incredible?
你说这个是不是奇妙呢？
And this scholar, a professor in one of the theological schools,
这个这样的作者呢，就是其中一个神学院的教授呢，
was saying exactly the same thing, what I'm saying now.
就是现在我所说的说话呢，他书上面讲同一样的东西。
Paul mentions these hardships and problems, the beatings, the stonings, as evidence of the genuineness of his apostleship.
保罗提及这些多的困难和被人打呢，是作为他做主的使徒的一个证据来的。
That is the amazing thing.
这个就是所奇妙的地方。
He does not in that passage refer to the evidence of him being a true apostle by even here referring to his vision. He doesn't even refer to that.
他在这里提出他作为主的使徒的证据，他甚至没有提到他从主所看见很多的异象。
The vision on the Damascus road that he had.
包括在他这个大马士革路上面见到的异象。
Writing to the Corinthians, he says, you know I am a true apostle.
他写信给哥林多的兄弟姐妹时候说，你们自己知道我是主的使徒。
As claimed in contrast to those people who say that they are true apostles.
对比起其他那些甚多的主的仆人，声称他们是主的使徒。
The reason you know is because of all that I have endured for the gospel.
那个原因你是知道的，就是从我所为主受这么多的苦，这个就是证据了。
And among those things are the beatings, the stoning, the shipwreck.
在那些事情当中包括了我被人用石头打被人用棍打还有沉船了几次。
When he went out to preach, he did not expect that God would so soothe the hearts of the people that they would not beat him, that they would not stone him. No.
当他出去传道的时候他并没有期望那些群众会因为他传道的缘故不会将他用石头用棍来打他。
Sometimes it's remarkable, I hear,people say or read in magazines or books that the evidence of the Lord's goodness to them was that they went there and the hearts of the people were all prepared.
有些时候我读书读见一些我觉得很奇怪的所谓经验，他们说当我传道的时候我发现到听到的会众原来一早的心已经准备好了。
They had a wonderful reception.
佢哋嘅主嘅话语咧，非常接受。
And even if there was a little bit of hostility in the beginning, as soon as they arrived, their hearts were changed. The hearers' hearts were changed.
就算系初时咧，虽然有少部分人系抗拒主嘅话语咧，当我哋一到步之后，好快所有嘅人咧都改变咗态度啦。
Poor Apostle Paul, when he got there, he was stoned. Remember, at one time, and left for dead.
但呢个可怜嘅使徒保罗咧，当佢讲到嘅时候，有一次又俾人打到咧，人哋仲以为佢瞓喺地下死咗添。
He was stoned so badly, he must have been bleeding all over. He was knocked unconscious, and they thought he was dead in one heap on the ground.
佢俾人用石头掟到一个程度啊，成头都烂晒，人哋仲以为佢瞓喺度，真系死咗噶啦。
If you had looked at the face of the Apostle Paul with all that he had endured, you would have seen scars all over his face.
如果你能够见到佢当时保罗嗰个面啊，你会见到全面都被石头掟到花晒。
And these scars he refers to as the marks of Jesus in my body.
呢啲咁样嘅疤痕咧，佢系别处称为咧，呢个系为耶稣基督所附带嘅基督嘅标记嚟。
No, he did not have a warm reception.
冇啊，保罗并冇得到人群俾佢嘅好嘅接待。
And how many times was he beaten?
佢到底俾人打咗几多次呢？
You know, each time he got a beating, it was with the lash, with the whip. 39 strokes on the back.
佢每次俾人打嘅时候咧，都喺背脊俾人哋打39鞭。
And each time the whip comes down, it takes a bit of your skin.
每次嘅鞭落到你嘅皮肉嘅时候咧，就会掹走你啲嘅皮肉。
It has a cat's whip with many strips like that.
是一种嘅好多条鞭组成嘅一种嘅鞭嚟嘅。
When it comes down, four or five slashes come down at the same time.
每一次鞭落嚟咧，都同时间有四五条鞭一齐嘅去鞭走你啲肉。
39 strokes，
总共打咗39下。
You see there it says 40 minus one. That minus one was supposed to be an act of mercy.
呢度话咧系40下减一，而减去嗰一下咧。就是理论上就是一个仁慈的举动来的。
That was prescribed by Jewish law.
就是根据犹太的法律是这样说。
Can you endure one such beating?
你能不能够忍受到一次这样的鞭打呢？
Not to mention five.
不要说五次。
What must the apostle Paul's back look like?
你估计保罗的背脊会是怎样的呢？
Good reception.
好嘅接待。
You say surely when the Holy Spirit works through an apostle, the power of His word will convict the hearer, and they will just fall on the ground.
你就会谂咧，当然啦，当主嘅圣灵用得着一个主嘅仆人嘅时候咧，主嘅话语一传开嘅时候咧，主啲人就会信服到咧，全部俯伏喺地上边。
Well, when Stephen in Acts chapter 7 preached the word of God with power, he was stoned to death.
当使提反在使徒行传第七章讲完道之后呢，他被人用石头钉死了。
Why didn't God protect this precious servant of his and let him be stoned to death?
为什么神不会保护这些这么矜贵的神的仆人，反而被人钉死了呢？
You dare to go out to preach the gospel?
你敢不敢出去讲道呢？
Don't think that God is going to pave the way for you. He will not.
你不要以为神会和你铺一个平坦的道路，他不会的。
Not as a rule, anyway.
不是作为一个规定会的。
Maybe occasionally, but only rarely, as you can see from the scriptural experience.
或者有时会呢，就根据圣经的记载呢，只不过间中会。
So unless you understand the nature of the Christian life, you will not survive.
所以除非你明白基督徒生活那个的道理呢，你不会能够生存下去。
But Paul not only doesn't complain about these things.
但保罗不单止没有去埋怨这些事。
The amazing thing is he says,I boast about it. I rejoice in my sufferings.
奇怪的地方就是他说为了这些事他都不知道多自夸还有很高兴。
He was mighty.
他是非常大能的。
He must be a spiritual superman to endure all this.
他必定是一个属灵的超人能够忍受这么多这些。
So you may say to me, okay, I get your point.
你说我终于明白你点，我明白你的意思了。
Don't rub it in.
唔好讲得咁长气啦。
Okay, I get it. That to be a Christian, you have to have this capacity to endure.
我终于明啦，作为一个基督徒咧，我必须有呢个嘅坚忍嘅能力。
But the Apostle Paul is a Superman.
但系使徒保罗咧系一个超人嚟噶嘛
？I'm no Superman.
我就唔系超人啦。
I can't cope with this.
我唔能够忍受呢啲咁嘢噶。
So let the Superman go ahead and endure all this.
所以让呢个嘅超人就去忍受呢啲嘢啦。
Well, do you want to be Superman?
你信唔信做超人啦？
Superman, that sounds good.
啊，超人听嚟都几好听啦。
Something that captures the imagination.
系一啲能够令我哋想象好多嘢嘅一个题目。
Paul was Superman, no?
保罗是一个的超人，是不是？
We read that in Romans 8:37, he says this.
保罗在罗马书第八章三十七节他这样说。
That God always makes us to be more than conquerors.
他说神常常令到我们能够得胜有余。
Oh, that is the picture of the Christian life we like.
这个就是我们喜欢的基督徒生活的图画了。
More than conquerors.
就是得胜还有余。
As for us, we'll be satisfied just to conquer, never mind the more.
而我们通常都是满足于是得胜就算了，不要说有余了。
I can't remember when I ever experienced the more. I have trouble experiencing the conquering.
我呢都不记得几时经历过我们得胜，都不要提我得胜有余了。
You know, sometimes I like to watch boxing.
有时候我喜欢看拳击比赛。
Yeah, I used to play around a bit with that when I was younger.
当我比较年轻的时候，我曾经都玩过拳击。It's
funny, when you get used to a sport, you still like to watch it, even afterward, later on.
好奇怪的，当你以前玩那些运动的时候，很多年之后你都喜欢看的。
Some people think it's very savage, the two people bashing each other, and this one is all bleeding here, and the other one is all swollen there.
有些人就认为拳击就很野蛮的，两个人打到面肿肿的。
What you should notice is at the end of the fight, how they still are very friendly to one another.
但你要留意咧，个场比赛完咗之后咧，两个拳手仍然系好友善嘅。
In fact, that is real sportsmanship in it.
依个真系有嘅体育精神嘅。
To be able to beat each other up and still to be friends at the end, this is really good.
能够喺比赛里边打到大家面肿肿咧，完咗之后咧，仍然系朋友。
And sometimes you have two fighters and they bash it out for 10 rounds, 12 rounds, whatever.And they are both blue and black, you see.
有时候两个拳手咧互相比赛成八个回合、十个回合，将结果就互相有两败俱伤。
So the judges have a hard time deciding which one wins.
而嗰个嘅权证咧就好难去分辨边一个赢。
So finally, one wins on what is called on points.
终于咧就判定其中一个人咧以点数取胜。
But there's another type when the fight starts going.
有另外一种嘅拳赛咧，即系开始嘅时候咧。
First round, the bell rings.
第一个回合一开始，个钟就响啦。
The two muscular heroes rush out.
咁两个大只佬咧就冲咗前边。
And then, within a few moments,
然之后咧唔够一阵间
，one of these Goliaths,
其中一个啲咁样嘅高利亚咧
，is lying flat on the canvas,
就瞓咗喺嗰个台上边。
And the other guy had hardly warmed up yet.
另一个咧都未热身。
He has not even worked up a sweat yet.
他都未出汗啫。
That's called more than conqueror. The first is he won. He won just by points.
第一种咧就叫做得胜啦，就点数得胜。第二种咧就叫做得胜有余。
So when Paul speaks of more than conquering, he doesn't mean you just managed to make it.
当保罗话得胜有余时候咧，佢意思唔系话你仅仅赢。
But one who wins with a surplus of power still in hand.
而赢完之后呢仍然有好多嘅余力喺身体里面。
So Paul seems to be speaking of a kind of Superman Christianity, is he not?
所以保罗似乎系讲紧一啲咧系超人级嘅基督徒生活，系唔系呢
？But most Christians find that this is not their experience.
但大部分基督徒咧就觉得呢个并唔系佢哋亲身嘅经历嚟嘅。
And what happens when you don't experience that?
就当你冇经历到呢啲嘢嘅时候呢
you become discouraged.
你就会觉得好泄气啦。
You may become even frustrated.
你会觉得好颓丧啦。
And with that comes something very dangerous.
咁样之后咧，就会有好危险嘅事会发生。
You begin to have a sense of guilt.
你就会开始一种嘅犯罪感。
And then you begin to ask questions like, "Am I regenerate?"
你就开始会疑问咧，我到底我重生咗未呢
？I hear people about, I hear, I read in the Bible to be more than conqueror, but I can't make it.
我听闻同埋读过圣经话咧，我哋可以得胜有余，但我从来未做得到。
Is that your experience？
依个系咪你嘅经历咧
？Then you see the importance of this message。
而家你就明白呢篇道嘅重要性啦。
And then you look around and think, what about the other brothers and sisters？
咁你就周围睇下其他嘅兄弟姊妹又点咧
？Am I the only one that's taking a beating？
咁到底我系咪唯一一个人被咁样打法咧？
And then you discover that they are no better off than you.
你又发现到咧，原来佢哋同你都系相差无几嘅啫。
At the next Bible study, at the next Sunday service, you see them also black and blue.
下一次查经班同埋崇拜嘅时候，你见到大家咧都系大家打到将身雨噶啦。
Obviously, they're also not supermen.
睇嚟咧，佢哋都唔系超人。
So you look around, you wonder, are there any super people around?
咁你周围睇下，到底周围嘅超人喺边度咧
？I know where to look for supermen.
我知道边度揾到超人啦。
It's those leaders.
就是他们教会那些领导人
了。Oh, look at their spiritual muscles.
你看他们属灵那些肌肉。
Yes, they are the ones.
他们就是超人了。
Sometimes you notice, they seem to have a few small slips here and there too.
有时咧，你都留意到咧，佢哋都会做错嘢嘅。
Superman makes mistakes。
超人会做错嘢嘅咩？
Cannot be。
奇怪啊，唔可能噶。
So you have questions. Maybe they are not Superman either.
你就可以有疑问啦，或者连佢哋都唔系超人嚟嘅。
Yeah, maybe in the boxing thing, they are a little bit higher up in the scale, but not yet Superman.
就喺拳击界嚟讲咧，可能我哋嘅领导人就系高级啲咁多啦，但系都唔系超人拳手嚟嘅。
And then you begin to have what? You've got a problem.
跟住你点咧？跟住你开始有问题啦。
You begin to be disillusioned.
你就开始会失望啦。
You begin to even become a bit cynical, a bit unhappy about the situation.
甚至咧，你会对呢个事情咧，抱一个嘅比较讽刺啲咁多嘅态度。
But something becomes even worse.
更加严重嘅嘢仲会发生添。
There are Christians who then begin to feel a sense of hopelessness.
基督徒咧就会开始觉得咧系冇希望啦。
The Christian life.Cannot be lived.
基督徒的生活是不可能的。
Not even those heroes I looked up to, those leaders in the church, not that perfect either.
连那些我曾经很仰慕的那些超人呢都不是那么完美的。
Then sense of hopelessness begins to grab you.
一种的绝望感呢就开始来去影响你了。
And then you find that your Christian life goes from weakness to weakness.
你就会发现到你的生活呢从由越来就越弱。
I can't win.
我唔能够赢呢场。
The others can't win.
其他人又唔得。
Even the leaders, I'm not sure they can win.
连领导人咧，我都唔肯定佢哋得。
We are fighting a losing war.
我哋所打紧呢场仗系场输紧嘅仗嚟嘅。
And who wants to be in a losing army?
边个中意参加队输紧嘅军队呢
？Let's get out of here before we are beaten into full surrender.
等我哋快啲走啦，以免咧我哋全军都会被打败。
And that kind of thinking I see is quite common.
我见到依类咁嘅态度咧，其实系好普遍嘅。
But what's the way out？
但个出路喺边度呢
？I see so many Christians become more and more negative。
我见到越嚟多基督徒咧系好消极嘅。
Everything they feel they look at is not much hope。
佢哋所见亲嘅嘢咧都系冇咩希望嘅。
When you see Christians in that position， you know that they are on the edge of collapse。
当你见到基督徒是这样的情况你就知道他已经面临这个崩溃的边缘了。
When you read the letters of the Apostle Paul, can you ever imagine he ever thought like this?
当你读使徒保罗的书信的时候你有没有从来见到他有这样的态度呢
?The reason he didn't think like this is because he doesn't think like you.
他之所以没有这样的看法呢是因为他的想法和你是不相同的。
He doesn't think like that at all. He doesn't think like us.
他的想法和我们完全不相同的。
This man is truly invincible, but he is not a superman.
这个人呢果然是无敌的虽然他不是超人。
I'll explain what I mean by that last statement.
我稍后我就会解释他说话是什么意思。
We must understand the nature of true spirituality.
我们必须明白真正的属灵是什么意思。
We must look at this very idea of superman.
我们必须看清楚这个所谓超人到底是什么意思。
I've even heard church leaders speak about superman.
我曾经听过咧，就算教会领袖咧，都会讲关于超人嘅道理。
Let me tell you, if you start with the idea of Superman, you are going to go down the drain.
等我警告大家，如果你嘅谂法系从呢个超人嘅道理嚟做起点嘅话咧，你必定会走下坡嘅。
For the very reason I told you.
刚才佢所讲说话咧，就系个原因啦。
Because you hardly will find anything that you would call Superman.
因为你唔会揾到啲你会觉得系堪称为超人嘅人嘅。
Or Superwoman for that matter.
或者超级嘅女人。
But more important than that, you have to look at where this idea of Superman comes from.
更加重要就是你需要去追查这个超人的道理到底的来源在哪里呢
?This idea came from a German philosopher called Nietzsche.
这个思想呢是来自一个德国人叫做尼采。
This man was an anti-Christian philosopher.
这是一个反基督教的哲学家来的。
Although his father was a pastor, notice that.
虽然他的爸爸是一个牧师呢
He turned against everything that is Christian.
他自己就反对晒所有他关于基督教的事情。
It's not uncommon, you know, people who come from Christian homes who turn bitterly against Christianity because of the kind of Christianity they saw at home.
一啲都唔出奇嘅，一啲出自一个基督教家庭嘅人咧，长大之后咧系反对基督教，一啲都唔出奇。
Nietzsche was a very clever man.
尼采系一个好聪明嘅人。
But he got obsessed with the idea.Of fighting against God.
但他呢就非常的有兴趣去思考这个跟神作对的这件事。
He even wrote a book, he wrote many books, but he wrote one called The Antichrist.
他写了很多本书其中一本叫做《敌基督》。
in which he himself claims to be the Antichrist.
在書裏面呢，他聲稱自己就是那個基督了。
Because he opposed everything that was Christian.
因為他凡是關於基督教的事呢，他都反對的。
But if you turn against God, as God was presented to him in some wrong way,
正如他所聽到的神的觀念，他反對的呢？
But having turned against God and the gospel, what is he left with?
当他反对了神，亦都背弃了福音之后呢，他还有什么剩呢？
What's he going to live for?
他要为了什么意义来生活呢？
He has lost all meaning in life.
他完全没有生存的意义了。
To reject the gospel is to reject any basis of hope.
他反对福音呢，就是去放弃一切生存的意义。
There is nothing that is eternal anymore. Everything is transient.
所有东西都变成是很今生的，没有东西是永恒的。
So Nietzsche developed the idea of Superman.
所以似乎呢，尼采就发明了一个超人的讲法。
His idea was, yes, man right now is not much good. Okay, he didn't put it quite that way, but man can develop into Superman.
他就说呢，现在虽然人就不是说那么好，但是人可以发展成为超人的。
At least some men can.
但起码某些人能够这样。
So what is hope? Hope is the development of man to the highest possible level of achievement.
什么是盼望呢？盼望就是人类能够不定的改善呢，去到程度某些人能够成为超人。
Man can save himself by his self-development.
人可以通过自己不断的改善呢，来救自己。
Man can develop into a super race, or at least some can.
人类呢，起码部分能够呢，去发展成为一个嘅超级嘅种类。
Of course, this is the idea that the Nazis took up.
当然咧，呢个思想咧系俾个纳粹党嘅人去利用咗。
That is the idea of the super race.
呢个就系纳粹党嗰个超级嘅民族嗰个思想。
They did it a little bit faster, though.
当然佢哋行得太快啦。
They simply declared that the German people or the Aryan people are the super race.
佢单单嘅就话咧，嗰个德国人咧就系呢个嘅超级嘅民族啦。
Well, just how super they were was demonstrated by the end of the Second World War.
至于他们是多么超级化呢，第二次大战之后大家就会知道了。
And with the collapse of Nazism and the destruction of Germany, that was the end of the Superman idea.
当纳粹主义和德国都崩溃的时候呢，这个思想也都没有了。
But interestingly, it was taken up by some cartoonist.
很奇怪呢，有些卡通的作家呢，就会继续去发挥这个思想。
Man still has to learn somehow to trust in himself.
人类呢，始终中意呢，去信任下自己嘅。
Which man to trust in?
但系信边个呢？
Is it this one, that one, or no? I don't trust in this lot.
系咪信呢个人，信嗰个好呢？我唔信佢哋嘅。
Yesterday I heard on the news that there's a man in China.
寻日呢，我睇新闻呢，话报道有一个大陆嘅人
who virtually worships Mao Zedong.
即系佢系崇拜毛泽东嘅。
He collects every kind of portrait of Mao Zedong.
他是专门去搜集毛泽东所有的像的徽章的。
Whether it's on his little, 毛语录, on his little booklet,
无论是那些毛语录上面的那个像,
or whether little badges,
或者一些徽章,
or little statues or busts,
或者是那些小小的小像。
Any kind of thing he collects, and he has collected, and his aim is to get to 25,000 of these.
他的目标呢，就能够搜集25,000个这些毛像。
And there is in his room a great big portrait of Mao Zedong.
他的房间的墙上面呢，挂着一幅很大的毛泽东的相。
And every day he burns incense in front of this portrait of Mao Zedong.
每天呢，他都